Welcome to Torah Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Siegel, and today we will be studying Tehillim Mizmor Kufches. Kufches 108 directs us through the words to prepare for the time of Mashiach. Now, this Mizmor is a juxtaposition of two songs that we already saw in Tehillim, the song Mizmor Nun Zayin, 57, and Mizmor Samach, chapter 60. And in both of these cases, the words, or some of the words in each of these two prekim, are quoted verbatim in this song of Kufches. So what I'd like to do is, before we look at Perek Kufches, is to look at the two songs where these psukim, where the verses of Kufches were originally presented. In Nun Zion, in song 57, Psalm 57, David sings it as an individual who's in a very lonely place. He's in a cave, and he's in a cave because he's pursued by Shaul. The beginning of Perek Nun Zion is Lamenatzeach Bevarcho Mipnei Shaul Bamara. This is the song that David sang when he was running away from Shaul, and he was singing it in the cave. And nonetheless, what you see as you go through the psukim, the verses in Nun Zion, is his confidence, his total dedication and commitment to God, despite his personal adversity that he was going through. And we also see the joy that he experienced, even in the most precarious situation. It's a song that he sings about himself. Fast forward to Psalm 60. Now David is singing as king of the nation, and he's very concerned because they suffered some losses during recent battles, and therefore he recognized that God wasn't helping him. He wasn't with him in the way that David needed Hashem to be with him. So he davens to Hashem and says, please be with us in war, and the only way we can be victorious is if you conquer our enemies. So in the second song, he's singing to God about the nation. It's no longer the song of David as an individual. It's David as the representative of the Jewish people. In both of these cases, David was victorious. As an individual, he survived the adversity of Shaul. And as king, his nation, the Jewish people, won many wars, and they expanded the land of Israel to a great expansion at the time of David. Now, what David does in this song of Kufches is he juxtaposes these two salvations into one song for us. So at the beginning of the song, we have the song of the individual, how the individual deals with adversity. And at the end of the song, the second part of the song, is the nation dealing with the adversity. Perek Kufches, let's see this inside. Shir Mizmor LeDavid, this is a song, Psalm by David. And now we begin the five psukim that come from chapter Nun Zion. Pasuk Beis, Nachon libi Elokim, my heart is steadfast with Hashem. Ashira vazamra af kvodi, I will sing and make music with all my soul, or even with my soul. What does this mean? Nachon, my heart is steadfast, comes from the same language as Kavana, Nachon and Kavana. Kavana is a focus, is a concentration. My heart is focused towards Hashem. And therefore, even my soul, the deepest part of me, will praise Hashem. Now, let's look at the word for soul. Kavodi, my soul. That means my honor. Kavod is honor. Since when do we have the word soul, neshama, is kavod, is honor. So if you think about it, what gives us honor is our soul. Our physical bodies aren't the source of our honor. The source of our honor is the way our soul behaves. And as we'll see, the way our soul sings. And let's move on to Perek Pasuk Gimel, because now we're going to talk about singing. Ura hanevel v'chinor a'ira shachar. It is now as if David HaMelech is saying, talking to his instruments, get up, lyre, get up, harp, I will wake up the dawn, I will wake up the morning. This pasuk was a driving force in the life of David, especially when he was running away from Shaul. He was going to wake up the morning. He was not going to wait for good things to happen or for clarity to happen, but rather David says, I will wake up the morning. I'm going to bring the excitement and the joy. I'm going to sing even before I see my salvation with Shaul. And he continued saying and living this phrase even when he became king. The Gemara in Brachos Dalet Amud Aleph, Brachos 4a, gives us the following story. David would place his harp in the palace window at an angle so that when the northerly wind, the northern wind would blow at Chatzos Halayla in the middle of the night, it would blow through the strings of his harp, or blow by the strings of the harp, which would then play, and then it would wake up David. So when David says, Ura Hanevel, he meant, oh, wake me up, harp, wake up the harp, wake up, lyre. And what he would do when he would wake up is he would learn Torah, and he would sing praises to Hashem until the dawn. Now the windows in David's palace were open, and the people around him would hear in the middle of the night, David the king would be learning Torah, would be singing his Tehillim, the praises. And they said, if the king wakes up so early to learn Torah and to praise God, so should we. And so all those around David HaMelech would wake up at Chatzos HaLaila and learn Torah and sing songs. Many people wait for the dawn to wake them up. There's little light coming through the window. David HaMelech woke up the morning. In fact, the Medrash Shochar Tov says, the Medrash on Tehillim says that David HaMelech said, I will not have the morning wake me up. I will wake up the morning. Meaning, people wait for the morning, for clarity, for miracles, to praise God. But David praised God, and the morning came, and salvation came. And what a personal message this is for us as we wait for our morning, for our Geula to come. Now, did David really talk to the inanimate harp and lyre? Obviously not. But what when he says, get up, harp and lyre, what does that mean? The harp and the lyre represented his kavod, his soul. David saw himself as an instrument. He was saying, wake up, David, the instrument, the harp. Wake up, I have a responsibility to play my music, to sing, even at night, even when I'm stuck in a cave, even when I'm losing battles. He understood that if he sang his song, morning would come, salvation would come, and it did come. So we too have to stop a minute as we say this pasuk and find our song and find our instrument, our melody. And when we sing our melody, when we play ourselves, when we become the instrument to play a melody, we will inspire others in the same way that David did. At the entrance to the city of Yerushalayim, there's a bridge, and it's called the Cords Bridge in English. In Hebrew, it's called Gesher Meitarim. Meitarim are like the strings of the guitar or of the harp, the violin. And as we drive into Yerushalayim, under the bridge, we look up and we see the harp, all the strings to play, and we're reminded every time we drive into Yerushalayim that we need to wake up and become that harp and become that instrument through which we will bring our own unique melody into the world. And what is our unique melody made up of? Let's go on and see these psukim, gimel, dalet, and hey, 3, 4, and 5. I will thank Hashem because of his kindness and truth, which is so vast. It's beyond the heavens, meaning it's limitless. All of God's kindness and his truth and everything he gives us. And then Pasuk Vav, Ruma al Shamayim Elokim. You are exalted, or God is exalted over the heavens. Al kol ha'aretz kvodecha, your glory is upon all the earth. And as you begin to sing about the kindness and greatness and truthfulness of God, you will see more and more and more kindnesses in your life. And so that's one way of looking at this pasuk, but we can also look at this pasuk vav, not as just a statement of God's glory is everywhere and beyond and limitless, but rather we can read it as a request. Now, Hashem, I recognize you are exalted. You are exalted in the heavens. Definitely there's a truth. But please bring your honor into the world. Let the whole world see kvodecha, your honor. And with that, we move now to the psukim that come from Mem, from Mizmor Samach, from Tehillim 60. And this is when David, representing the nation, is davening not just for himself, about his own responsibility, but about all of Klal Yisrael as we fight our enemies. Pasuk Zion, Lema'an yecholtzun yedidecha, hoshia yemincha va'aneni. In order to release your beloved ones, or as Rav Hirsch translates it, therefore release your beloved ones, save with your right hand and answer me. And this is a familiar pasuk because we say it right before we take three steps backwards as we finish the Shemona Esrei. Now, if you look at this phrase, it's sort of incongruent because it begins with plural, in order or therefore release your beloved ones, plural. Hoshia yimincha va'aneni, save with your right hand and answer me. You would think it should say, therefore release your beloved ones and answer them, or therefore release me and answer me. But there's this juxtaposition here of the plural and the singular. And what we're saying, David HaMelech was saying, answer me by taking care of and releasing all of the Jewish people, meaning enable them to do and be successful in what they need to do. Because that's what I ask. I don't just ask about me. I'm asking for the whole Klal Yisrael. But for all of us, when we say this pasuk, specifically as we conclude the Shemona Esrei, we're telling God that by answering me, by his answering our personal prayer, we will have a positive impact on releasing others from their challenges. Perhaps they'll be inspired by our situation, or perhaps we will now have new strength to help others. And hence we're going to see as this song transitions to be talking about the plural, the whole nation of Israel. Pasuk Ches. The psukim continue with the confidence. Elohim diber bekadsho. And this is David's story, but it's our story as well. God spoke in his holiness, meaning through his prophets. Elozo, and I will rejoice. God told me it's going to be good. Achalka Shem, I will divide the enemy's portions for Israel. I will divide the enemy's portions, meaning I will give over what the enemies have now and I will give it to Israel. The Amek Sukkos Amadeid, and I will measure out for them the Valley of Sukkos. And what it means here, Rashi explains, is that God will give us our enemies' lands despite any, disputes that we might have. Or actually what he'll do is he will cause the disputes to be resolved, and God will measure out clear borders. And when God measures out those clear borders that he's going to give to us, Pasuk Tes, Li Gilad, Li Menashe, Ve'Ephraim Ma'oz Roshi. Gilad will be mine, Menashe and Ephraim will be my chief fortress. What are these lands of Gilad and Menashe and Ephraim that I will have? David said this, and Mashiach will say this as well. And we sing this in anticipation of Mashiach. Gilad that will be mine, says God, is the northern Jordan area near Syria. That was the area of Gilad. Menashe and Ephraim represent the areas of the Shomron, Samaria, parts of the Jordan, those are going to be our lands. Yehuda Mechokaki, Yehuda, the leader of the Jewish people, is my scholar. Yehuda will disseminate my law. And it could be referring to Hashem saying, Li Gilad, it's going to be ours, it's going to be mine. Or it could be the voice of David in his time saying, I am going to, my law, what I'm inspiring the people is going to be disseminated through the tribe of Yehuda. And also, it's referring to Mashiach. Mashiach, or the Jewish people at the time of Mashiach, are saying, this land is going to be mine. It's going to be ours. Yehuda is going to be the scholar. Yehuda is going to disseminate the Jewish law into the world, as opposed to the UN, the US, the European Union, or the media that tells Israel what to do. Yehuda Mechokaki, the tribe of Yehuda, the leaders of the Jewish people, they will disseminate the law. Pasuk Yud, Moav will be my wash basin. They will serve me. Edom will be subservient to me. Ale Pleshes Esro'ah, the Pelishtim will be terrified of us. Literally means I will shout out at the Pelishtim, but the nations will be terrified. Their nations will be subservient to us. The such confidence that David had as king, and it came through in his time. We too feel confident with this prayer, with this song, that this vision will become a reality. But right now, Mi yovileni ir miftzar, pasuk yud aleph. It seems impossible. Who will lead me? Meaning us, ir miftzar, to this fortified city, to these battles that there's no way that we think we can conquer. Pasuk yud beis, halo Elokim zinachtanu, Hashem, you've left us. We don't feel that you're always with us and helping us ultimately succeed in our battles. Pasuk yud gimel, help us against our enemies, Hashem. There's no way we can do it alone. Hava lanu ezras Mitzar, Hashem, you help us against our enemies, because it's futile to rely on the aid of man. And Pasuk Yedalad, with this we conclude, Belokim Naaseh Chayil, with or through Hashem, we will form an army, Vehu Yavus Tzarenu, and he will trample on our enemies. And in the same way that David knew that he would only win his battles with Hashem, and he did win his battles, and his land was expanded, so too, this is the vision. It's only a matter of time until all of Klal Yisrael will once again see this prayer, see this vision coming to a reality. I think that David HaMelech is teaching us by this juxtaposition of two songs that in order to bring the Geula, we need two aspects. We need to do our personal work. We need to sing our personal song, even in the darkness. And we as a nation also need to fight our battles, knowing that it is only with God and through God that we will be victorious over our enemies and expand our borders. May we see the fulfillment of these prophecies soon in our days. Thank you for studying together. Le'iloi Nishmas, Sonia Finkelstein, Chana Sara, Bas Chaim Leib.